Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about a pretty significant issue that many people experience on almost a daily basis.
Right.
And that has to do with work-related stress.
Right. And it's always a little bit more difficult to deal with stress at work because you have more boundaries.
Right.
You know, at home, it's a little easier because you have more control. But at work, you have to be careful. So you have to be under the radar when you're managing stress at work.
Yeah. You can't, it's much more difficult to go hide in the bathroom.
You can't scream and yell at people. Yeah. You can't change things immediately. You can't threaten your coworkers like you can at home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, not without other important consequences.
You can. But then.
So today we're going to talk about an article from our blog at psychreg.org. And it's written by our good friend Dennis Relojo. And the title is How to Manage Stress at Work.
Mm-hmm.
And he offers some pretty good recommendations.
Good advice here. Yep.
Yeah. Because, again, you know, we're in a culture now, and you know, Den wrote this in the UK.
Right.
And I'm sure from the UK perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But these issues are just the same, you know, and I don't want to say necessarily that it's exaggerated here or more significant here, but it is certainly present here in the United States as well, that we have these issues with work-related stress because the pressure associated with working is ever-increasing.
Right. That's right. Stress is increasing everywhere, and at least in the industrialized nation. I think Britain is going through some, France is going, Germany, and the United States. And I think that worldwide, I think we're feeling increased stress. It's not just here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we need to think about ways to manage that stress better, to reduce that stress, and just, you know, the goal is, of course, to live a healthier life. And to live a healthier life, we know that we have to reduce stress. We have to manage that better because stress is one of the leading causes of, you know, not only psychological issues, but physical issues as well.
Right. Yeah, if you work in a company, and most of us do, if you work in a company, success now is measured by quarterly profits. There was a time when it was measured by yearly profits.
Right.
You know, you hear these department stores say that over the course of the year we make this much money, so we need the fourth quarter because that's the holiday shopping, and that would produce a yearly quota. Now we measure everything by quarters, and so the pressure is on to beat last quarter.
Right.
So every 3 months, there's another level of expectation goes up. And so when businesses started to go by quarterly gains, it put a lot of pressure on everybody to produce because you're expected to make improvements every 3 months.
And if you think about it, there's some issues with that that are somewhat counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't assume an ever-increasing profit line.
That's right.
I mean, at some point, you're going to reach a plateau.
That's right. You have to reach some point where you just can't squeeze it any harder.
Right. I mean, like here in our office, we can only see so many patients a day.
That's right. There's only 168 hours in a week.
Right. And so it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter how much I stress about it. It doesn't matter how much we try to talk about it and say, this is what we need to do. We need to see more. There's only so many people that you can see a week, and so there's a finite amount of profit that a company can generate.
If you're a dentist or if you cut hair, if you didn't sleep and didn't eat, and you'd still reach a point where at 168 you can't do anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And factories can only create so many parts. I mean, at some point, even if you could create an infinite number of parts, well, you're still going to reach a plateau because that many parts aren't needed.
Right.
It's like, okay, people are going to stop buying.
You produce them, but no one's going to buy them.
Right.
Right.
So there are some inherent flaws in that perspective, but it doesn't change the fact that it's there.
Right.
So what can we do about it? And again, Dan offers some pretty good strategies here.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is to be very realistic about what you can accomplish in a day.
That's
I'm going to admit that this is where I have a challenge.
Yes.
Because I make lists and I work to...
And then you exceed them.
Well...
Or you try to.
I try to. I try to accomplish everything on my list. But there are many times when I don't.
One of the fun things about working here is that every week I think we've reached some capacity level. And then you say, hey, we ought to do this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, we reached capacity last week. But now we're going to add this to the schedule, right?
Yeah.
I've heard other people here talk to you about that.
Yeah, well, the ongoing joke is that, like, I'll say, hey, I've got an idea.
That's right.
And that's...
And everybody runs. And you see, all the mice squeak. We all run to our offices and close the door.
Just a little insight for those of you listening. I have this binder in my office, and it's for the Individuals with Disability Education Act, so IDEA. And it was reauthorized in 2004. Mm-hmm. And so it says IDEA 2004. And so we joke that that's my 2004 ideas.
That's right.
So I'm always adding to my ideas.
And the others are sitting there on shelves somewhere.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So, but we do need to make sure that we're realistic about what we can accomplish in a day.
How much are you going to do that day? That's
right.
That's really important.
What can I accomplish today?
I have three reports to write. But realistically, I'm only going to finish one.
Right.
And so don't say, well, I'll do that in a hurry and then do another one. Mm-hmm. That's unnecessary stress.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Number two is to think about the three fundamentals of energy.
Right.
Now, what, you might ask.
Guess.
Are the three
fundamentals. Take a wild guess.
We have to sleep.
To sleep.
We have to eat. Mm-hmm. And we have to exercise.
Right.
All right. Those sound familiar.
That's
We've talked about those many, many times
talked
before.
About those a few times.
Those three things are integral to, you know, being stress, to reducing stress, but to living a healthier life in general, but certainly to reduce stress at work.
In Cajun cooking, they would be called the Trinity.
See, he just pulls these things out. I don't know where he gets that stuff. I don't.
Cajun cooking always begins with green peppers, onions, and celery. It's called the Trinity. We have our Trinity. Food.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Nutrition, sleep, and exercise.
Okay.
We always talk about those three things.
We do. I thought you were saying in Cajun cooking they talk about sleeping and exercise and food, and that was confusing to me. So we have to do those three things, and routinely, you know, we talked about routine. We've talked about routines many times before, but, you know, exercising three times a week, you know, eating good food, healthy food, and avoiding those things that we know cause us problems, and then of course getting good sleep.
Right.
And you know, don't be so rigid in the idea of I have to have this many numbers of hours of sleep or that many number of hours of sleep. You sleep to the point that your body needs sleep.
Right.
Now, there's of you who are going to hear that and are going to say, well, I could sleep for 12 hours. Okay, that's not healthy, and that may be indicative of some challenges or some problems. Maybe you're not getting good healthy sleep.
Right.
You know, hopefully you're not struggling with depression or something like that, because that can lead to excessive sleep as well. But sleep what you need to sleep. And so I know about how much sleep my body needs to continue to function effectively. And I can tell when I don't get enough sleep, and I can tell when my effectiveness and efficiency is starting to dwindle, and so I have to correct that. You just need to know your body. Don't get stuck on it has to be this many number or that many number. Just get as much sleep as your body needs.
All right. If you're sleeping more than 12 hours routinely, that's a lot of sleep.
Yeah, that's a concern. Too much sleep.
It should be around 8 or 9 hours. You know,
right.
It should be somewhere. You might need a little less or a little more, and it may vary from time to time. But if you're up to 12 hours a night and still feeling a little tired, probably not sleep. It's probably something else going on.
There are those who say that they function pretty well with even 5 or 6 hours
five or
of sleep.
Six, right.
But from what I see in the research, anything less than, especially less than five hours, that's a problem. That's
a problem.
Not enough. So, if your body functions fine with 5 or 6, that may be the case. But if you're saying my body functions fine with 3 or 4, there probably are still some issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'd want you operating a heavy equipment over a ship.
Right.
So.
Number three is to watch out for the signs of stress.
Right.
Looking at, you know, when you're starting to get anxious, when you're starting to get overwhelmed or worried or frustrated or any of those kinds of signs that we typically associate with stress, look for those signs and see what may be eliciting those
right.
symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So watching out for those signs is really important. Number four is learning to distinguish between urgent and important.
I think that's so important.
That's
right. I mean, what
that's another podcast by
that's
itself.
Right. That's right. And we were given this advice a few years ago. I don't know where we were, but somebody said you have to be able. I think we were building a new campus or something, and we had so much to do.
Right.
And finally, they said, "No, let's do what's absolutely necessary.
Right.
And then we'll get on to the important stuff.
Right.
But let's do what's absolutely necessary today.
Yeah.
It's really good advice. Do what you absolutely have to do.
Yeah.
Then you get on to the important stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So urgent. Do that now.
Right. If somebody's
important,
waiting for a phone call.
Important, you know, can come next.
Get that done.
Right. You know. Right. Now, the final thing, number five, is if you think you've had enough, ask for help. So if your stress is to the point where you just can't take any more, this is when you need to seek support from a counselor or therapist or EAP or something like
that. And the other thing in the workplace is you can say, I mean, my sister has a very high pressure job.
Right.
A lot of demands. But she's learned over the years to say, I need more time or I need some help.
Right.
Because you don't want to disappoint your boss. And so it's far better to ask for help.
Right.
So that everybody's aware of it.
Right.
Ask for help or ask for more time.
Right.
But take some action to relieve that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't, you know, sometimes we get anxious and hesitant to say something like that to our employer.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important. I think it's necessary.
The failing would be not saying anything.
Right.
Not look.
Because you're going to fall short.
Yeah, you're going to fall, and that's going to be worse. That's going to be far worse.
Right.
Because most bosses will say, "Well, why didn't you say anything?"
Right. Right. So recognize what's going on and communicate that. Talk about that. So, all right. So there's your five things. We'll have a link to this article in the show notes. So if you want to check those out and read a little bit more about what Den has to say about these ways to manage work-related stress. It's really good stuff.
Good advice here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, all right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.